We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Canadian country artist Mark Lawrence. So welcome, Mark.
My pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So you're out in Alberta.
I am.
How's the weather out there?
It's finally starting to warm up.
That's good. We have a lot of snow here. But nevertheless, spring is next month, so looking forward to that. Now, you have a single out right now. It's called Someday, and we're enjoying playing it here at CJMQ.
Well, thank you.
Good. Now, that's from your latest CD called Route 72, and that came out in 2009, was it?
Yes, it did.
Okay, you've had quite a few singles off that CD.
We did. This is actually single number 6 coming off of this CD, so we're quite excited. We've had a really good string of amazing luck off of Route 72 with the singles that have come out, and each one has sort of taken us to a new level in my career, and it's been fantastic.
Oh, that's wonderful. Good. So you got into country music at a young age. I guess you went to horse shows with your parents?
I did. I grew up country. I grew up on a farm just north of Calgary, so we were a working horse and a cattle operation. And country music was not just the style of music we listened to, but it was pretty much a way of life for us growing up. So it was just a natural sort of graduation from a musical styling to go into country.
Okay, well, that sounds really exciting. What were some of your influences when you were growing up?
Well, I listened to absolutely everything, but I mean, my real influences came from Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, Lefty Frizzell, and then, of course, graduated into George Strait and Garth Brooks. I've always been a huge Strait fan, you know, everything that he's done, and so I really sort of look at his career and hope and pray that, you know, that I get the kind of career that he has.
Oh, that's great. Good. How has this influenced your music? Do you think your music is a little bit of an old country sound? Or?
No, you know what? I think my music is sort of because not only did I listen to country, but I also listened to Bruce Springsteen and Bryan Adams. And,
okay, so it evened out.
Well, yeah, so I had that. And Chuck Berry, you know, like Chuck Berry was a big influence, that style of music too, and Bob Seger and those guys. So my music is kind of a cross between, like, we're not traditional country, but we're not absolute new style country. We're kind of right in the middle with a little bit of southern rock flair to it, I guess would be the best way to describe it.
And definitely unique, and that's what they're looking for in the music business.
It's because when you come to see us live, you'll see a genre spanning from your diehard AC/DC fan that says, "Oh, I don't listen to country music, but I like your country music," and then you go all the way to the other spectrum to the Merle Haggard fans that are like, "Ooh, rock and roll bad, you know," but we like what you do with your country too, and so we get that whole spectrum of our friends and our fan base, and it's amazing. So there's a little bit of everything for everybody.
That's amazing. That's a lot of fun.
It is. And it's a blast. I mean, when we perform live, you know, we try and go in a little bit for absolutely every spectrum of music in there, and we just have fun with it.
And you do a lot of performances too, a lot of jamborees and festivals throughout the year.
It's been an amazing journey up until this point. I mean, it's been since we started recording and really got rolling, we've played all across the U.S., all across Canada. We've gone to Alaska, so I mean we've played a lot of really cool venues, and that's part of the fun of being in this business is getting out there and getting to travel and meet all kinds of people from all over.
Oh, you must do a lot of networking. You spend a lot of time in Nashville too.
We do. We get down to Nashville quite a bit. I go down there to mostly for writing, but we do a pile of performances when we're in that area. And I mean, it's just a natural transition for a country artist. There's a special kind of magic in the air in Nashville that kind of really helps you ignite your writing senses. And I have a lot of fun when I'm down there. I've met a lot of friends down there, and we've started creating a really big fan base in that Nashville area. So it's been amazing.
Oh, that's really important too. So you've been honing your writing skills down in Nashville. So you write your own songs too?
We write quite a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Half of 50% of Route 72 was written or co-written, and then the other half was shopped out to other writers, both Canadian and American.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Definitely. So were you always interested in writing songs too? Or?
Writing was just a natural part.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once you became an artist, like, once I got off the stage and really started to hone in on becoming an artist, writing just became a natural part of it. And it's a great way to express the emotions and the stuff in life that you can't really just talk about, so you put it into music.
Okay, so most of your songs then, definitely the writing comes from your life experiences then.
My life experiences, my family's life experiences, my friends' life experiences, anything that I kind of think would make kind of a cool hook line into a song. I have a songbook that I carry with me, and I just scribble down all of these, especially when people are talking, you know, in the middle of a conversation, like you'll be talking about, oh, let's just say politics or something, and mm-hmm. something will come up, and they'll be like, oh, you know, maybe we should all just go on a holiday or something, you know, and you'll be like, oh, hey, man, that'd make kind of a cool hook line in a song somewhere, you know? And so I scribble it down in my songbook, and then every now and then I'll flip back and forth when we're traveling. I'll flip back through those pages and go, hey, that really was kind of a cool hook, and then we'll work on a song around it.
Good. Now, when did you actually get into the music business? Like, I know in 1998 you put out a CD, and in 2006 you put out one, too. Originally, you got started, I guess, as a dare to write a song for a friend's birthday?
I did. It's kind of a funny story, because up until the point where I went into the studio that day, I hadn't really decided what I wanted to do with my life. I was 17, almost 18 years old, and we went into a studio looking for, well, we went into a mall looking for a present for a buddy that just about had everything. And we were looking for a unique gift, and we came across a little recording studio in one of the malls in Calgary. And I went in, and I was like, hey, this would make a great present. You know, this is pretty unique. I mean, how much more unique can you get than singing your friend a song, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we went in there, and the engineer in the studio said, wow, you know, have you ever thought about doing this for a living? And I was like, no, not really, you know. And he said, well, he's like, I have a friend that's hosting a talent contest. Would you be interested in going into it? And I was like, sure, yeah, you know, like, okay. So I went in, and we ended up winning that contest, and everything just sort of sprouted from there. We put the band together. We started touring across Western Canada, which expanded into all of Canada. Then we moved across into the U.S. and started touring down through the U.S., and everything just kind of took a natural step in the right direction. And all of a sudden, you know, we were writing and we were putting CDs out. And so it's been an amazing journey. Like, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a very cool learning experience, and it's been awesome. And I look forward to keeping my fingers crossed that we got, you know, a career of longevity, you know, coming with us here.
Sounds great. Sounds like, yeah, you guys put a lot of hard work into it, too, I'm sure, along the way.
It is. It's not an easy living. I mean, it's a lot of time away from your friends and your family, but it's something that we love to do. You know, my heart is 100% into my music and wanting to get out there and play and to write and to record. And it's a pretty cool experience when you have somebody come up to you and they say, there was a song on your album that, you know, we used for my mom's funeral, or there was a song on your album that we used for our wedding, or there was a song that we used for our graduation. And it really puts into perspective what we do.
I can imagine, yeah. What a cool thing to be told. Yeah, I understand what you mean. Wow. Any special plans for this summer?
Lots of touring, mm-hmm. lots of performances.
Mm-hmm.
We have another single that's going to be coming out probably around May. And just getting out there and hitting the road.
Great. Are you working on another album?
We are currently in the process of putting another project together right now. Hopefully, we're looking for a release date, probably not until the spring of 2012, but it's right around in that time frame. And, yeah.
Good. Sounds exciting.
Excited.
Good. So, your website, www.marklorenz.ca, is that correct?
That's correct. Okay. And that will link you to our MySpace, our Facebook, our Twitter, iTunes, YouTube. Let's see, I know there's something I always forget when I do that, but if you go to marklorenz.ca, it will link you into all of the sites. And that way you can find out everything you want to know about us and where we're going to be, what we're doing.
That sounds fantastic. That's great. So certainly lots of ways to get a hold of you. YouTube, too. So you have some videos out?
We do. We shot two videos last summer, one of which was for, well, both were singles on Route 72, Somewhere in Alberta, and Like a Radio. Those videos can be viewed at our YouTube site, right now.
Good. Looking forward to that. Good. Anything else you wanted to add before we go, Mark?
That's pretty much covers it. You know, come out and see us. Come out and have some fun with us when we're, well, I mean, we're looking forward to doing a Cross Canada tour. Hopefully by middle or end of this summer, into the fall, we're going to be heading across the country and going all the way to the East Coast. So we're definitely going to be making some stops everywhere. I mean, I can't wait to get back out on the road. So when we're in your area, come have some fun with us.
We certainly will. We wish you all the luck, Ken. Thanks a lot for the interview, Mark.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Nothing was sacred. We had it all to lose. Yeah, me and you, all we had a feeling. Down freedom's highway, we could see the lights. Yeah, we got so high from the dreaming. We were untouchable. Our love was on fire, and it was just too hot to hold. Yeah, our dreams were bigger than the two of us. Yeah, you showed me everything that beautiful was. Yeah, we drove on that just to see the sunrise on San Francisco Bay. Maybe that was someday. Yeah. We were young enough. Yeah, we knew it all. We could only fall for each other. Reckless times still by me, like that crazy summer wind that set us free.